Some of the most far-reaching efforts on global peace and security are focusing on the role global poverty plays in instability around the world. Keith recently spoke about these efforts with one of the world's leading experts on global economic issues. Dr. Jeffrey Sachs directs the Earth Institute at Columbia University and is a special advisor to the United Nations. Dr. Sachs first explained the connection between national security and global poverty.
We know very well that when societies don't prosper, indeed when they're in extreme poverty and falling backward, that things fall apart, disease, government can't function. Situation in the environment tends to get worse. And what's been observed and actually studied with a lot of care is that when you get that kind of downward spiral of economic collapse and social calamity and the governments aren't functioning, you can get revolution, terrorism, civil war, all the things that pull the U.S. into one mess after another. And yet, we find that we seem to wait till the mess arrives rather than trying to get to the root cause, helping countries before it becomes so expensive that we're spending tens of billions of dollars to clean up a mess rather than spending much smaller amounts to help countries avoid falling into that ditch.
Much of what you've just said has been written down in the form of the Millennium Development Goals. Give us in a nutshell what those goals are.
When the millennium started, the new millennium, the world's leaders got together at the United Nations in September 2000 and said, let's make the new millennium a little bit more peaceful, safe, and secure than the old millennium. Let's actually take on challenges which are now possible because of our tremendous science and technology and wealth. What they said to all of the countries of the world indeed said, we have the capacity to sharply cut extreme poverty, hunger, and disease, and by doing so, not only save millions of people each year who would otherwise die and who are dying right now, but also make a world that is much safer for everybody, more prosperous, more secure. And so in September 2000, they adopted the Millennium Development Goals. They said by the year 2015, we want hunger of the extreme sort, the sort that kills. We want that to be cut by half. We want poverty of the extreme sort, the sort that's killing people, to be cut by half. The great irony is that the more closely you look at it, the more clear it is that this is something that can be accomplished. But it's also tragically true we're just not on course to accomplish it because we're spending all our time thinking about things like Iraq in this country. We're not spending our time thinking about the problems of disease and hunger, which are the root causes of the Iraqs of the world.
What would it take on the part of the developed world, the richest countries in the world, to actually meet the goals set forward in the Millennium Development?
In the years 2000-2001, I directed a commission for the World Health Organization to look at that question with respect to disease. Poor people are dying by the millions. That means thousands and thousands every day of malaria, easily treatable, but they're still dying because the drugs aren't there. Tuberculosis, AIDS, a treatable disease, but the poor people don't get the drugs. Even diarrhea, which kills millions of children in poor countries because they don't have access to proper water, sanitation, and health services. Well, we looked at that in detail. We found something absolutely astounding, which is that if you target well the kinds of health investments that need to be made to fight these diseases, for a mere 1/1000th of our income of the rich world, that is 1 cent out of every $10 of our GNP or 10 cents out of every $100 that we earn each year, if the rich countries did that, they'd be able to put together a fund of about $25 billion a year, which would be sufficient to save 8 million people each year, mainly children, who will otherwise die. And what we also found is something that people find surprising but is really a powerful truth. If those children were to stay alive, actually the problems of overpopulation, paradoxically, would be less rather than more, because we found all the evidence in the world, and experts have been saying it for a long time, that when the children survive, the poor families decide to have fewer children. and that happens quite quickly, and you actually end up with lower population growth also. In other words, healthier populations, averting death, slower population growth, and much more chance of economic development. And this, for 1/1000th of our annual income of the rich world, this could change our planet in a way that people have dreamt about for ages, but is now possible because of just how rich we are and just how good our science and technology and proven results are.
It seems like there must be people out there who hear you say this and say, you know, I've heard these things from the United Nations before. I've heard this from do-gooders all over the place before, that we can end something or we can stop something, and it never seems to really happen. So what do you say to those, to the skeptics who look at this and say it's just another report from the UN, it's more hot air over Manhattan?
I think the skeptics are absolutely right. This is more hot air until we decide to do something. A report won't solve a single problem. But what the skeptics need to understand is that when they've heard this time and time again, what they've heard has been correct, but it hasn't been acted upon. Maybe we ought to act rather than just issue reports. So I understand the skepticism, absolutely. I feel it the same way. I ask, so what, another report? The point is that we are not acting, and what people do need to understand is the big misunderstanding that says, well, we've tried that before. That's not true. We've taken money that we said was to help development, but it wasn't. It was for foreign policy purposes or military purposes. We haven't tried to fight disease, to end hunger, to help get children into school. Very practicable, doable, utterly straightforward things. That we haven't done yet.
Dr. Jeffrey Sachs is director of the Earth Institute at Columbia University and special advisor on the Millennium Development Goals to UN Secretary General Kofi Annan.